Welcome back to Overdunk, everyone. This is episode 55, and you're listening to a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and today I am joined by some incredible guests. They are your reigning European champs of the Unite Championship Series right now. They also ran through Unite Rivals in a dominant fashion and have been taken down many other tournaments since. You know and love these names already, but I think we need a quick introduction to them just to bring them onto the show. So we'll go around in a quick circle. Everybody, introduce yourself, say what role you play on the team, and then maybe just a quick how long have you been playing competitive Pokemon Unite. Yutao, let's start with you.
Okay, hello everyone, my name is Yutao. I'm the jungler for Talibobo. I'm playing competitively, I don't know, to be honest, but like I start like playing competitively at the start. When I start the game, like I start playing Unite when the game released on phone. So yeah, I really like appreciate like I play a lot of MOBAs before, so okay. I have like a little bit of experience of that. So yeah, I think like.
Did you play a lot of mobile MOBAs before too, or is Unite your first?
I play like Wild Rift and. Okay. Some Mobile Legend and Ring Glory. I don't know if you know this game, but...
Liked Wild Rift quite a bit. Ring Glory, I haven't played as much, but I think it's a pretty sick game. But I followed a few. Very, very cool. Zervis, you've been on Unite Mics before, but in case anyone hasn't heard of you before, I want you to do a quick intro for you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Zervis, a.k.a. Fabio Bügler. I've been playing Pokemon Unite since day one when it came out, and I've been here before. I've been to Worlds last year as well with my former team Apprentice Unleashed, and I'm the team captain now of this team.
Very cool. Also, we didn't talk about we didn't do team roles, so Yuta, quickly, what are you playing for the team?
What I'm playing,
like, are you playing jungler, you playing attacker, where do you
I'm playing jungler. I'm mainly playing jungler.
Cool. Central area.
Central area. Oh, that's a real central area. Podcast.
All right, yes, central area player. Zervis, how about you? What are you playing for the team?
I'm the support player again now. Used to play a little bit of tank.
Very cool.
A month ago, but we changed that.
Nice. Well, most recently added to a main roster, not a sub any longer. Toon, welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself and say the quick intro as well.
Hi, I'm Toon. I play attacker. I started playing Unite when the game came out, but competitive mostly in like August of last year, I guess.
Yeah,
it's just off kicking off.
I think if anyone has watched any competitive Unite, you already know Toon quite well, dominating the NA scene for quite some time, unanimously voted one of the best central area players, if not the best central area player in the region, and then now you're back in EU and tearing it up there. So very, very exciting. Megu, a next introduction for you. What role do you play for the team, and how long have you been playing competitive Unite?
Hello, I'm Megu. I am 16. I started the game since it was released, but last year was a bit complicated because I was too young to compete in users. So yeah. Before I was playing top lane, but now I'm playing defender on bot lane.
Cool. How do you like the switch?
That was pretty cool, honestly. It was very different things.
Yeah.
Like top lane so different than bot lane, and I now enjoy a lot. Yeah. And playing with Jin though, that's quite fun.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad you like the switch, because that means Klaus, you get to play in your comfort spot. Klaus, introduce yourself to the show. What role do you play for the team?
Hello, I'm Klaus. I'm the top laner of Talibobo Believers. And I think I started playing Unite competitively in December 2021, or like January 2022. And I'm 19 years old, and I was a former Apprentice Alish member.
Nice, nice. The top lane extraordinaire. I always called you one of the most aggressive Lucario players I ever got the chance to cast, but that is one of the most exciting things to cast. So I love doing it. Well, thank you so much to all of you for coming on the show. Congratulations again on winning the EU regional in one of the most exciting matches I think we had. Maybe not regional, sorry, February final. One of the most exciting matches we had. It was so fun to watch, but it was a great game. But let's start a little bit at the origin. Talibobo Believers, how long have you all been playing as a roster?
How long?
To be honest,
it's a little bit complicated because like the roster before like is not like how can I say that
or like CX like the
yeah it's not like it's not fixed like the roster is right. Not fixed so
wasn't fixed
it's a little bit complicated before but cool. I think like we play together like a couple of months, I think.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of months, right. Because you had Tune, you're a newer addition to this roster, I believe, near the end of its formation. But very, very cool. Well, I got to ask, Talibobo Believers, where on earth did this name come from?
who wants to take this one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit of an odd answer. So,
it would have to be. So, go ahead.
Originally, the name originates from Vizid. I'm not even sure if everyone in this team knows about it.
Okay.
It's like,
more than 1 year ago.
Yeah, or like about 1 year ago.
Okay.
I think Vizid was like looking with his former team about how they should be called back in Five Guys time.
Right.
And I think he made the joke suggestion to go Talibobo Believers. And he made like a logo for it as well. And when we got together and we started playing like one or two tournaments and we had to pick a team name, I suddenly found this logo sitting somewhere on my SSD. And I was like, we just gotta take the common and see if anyone is annoyed by it. And like nobody spoke up. So we just kept using it. And at some point, like before the UCS, I was like, I made like a channel on Discord and asked guys if you want the name changed, bring suggestions. And like nothing was written in there. So I was like, okay, we go with it. It's fine. And it Talibobo is one of my really good friends and he used to be the first tank I played with in Pokemon Unite.
Very cool. Okay, well, a little bit of homage to an older player. That's awesome. And then, I mean, you know Vizid is going to try to take credit for some of your success now, right? Like, you got to know Vizid is maybe got to be your six-player sub or something like that, because I don't know what else you're going to do.
He can have some credit. He can be the mascot.
There
in Japan
we go.
If you want to be.
Mascot at Worlds. That'll be an exciting choice. I like that a lot. Well, fantastic. I think that's some good history around the name. My next question has just been how short you've been playing as a roster of five. Obviously, you said just a couple of months, but your rise to the top has been insanely fast. 2 months and already, I think, most people, if not every single person who watches competitive Unite in Europe, knows that you are the best team in the game right now in the region. You have proved that multiple times. February Finals was a nail-biter for sure, but you still came away with the top placement. Any idea of what the key to success was for why your team is so successful so quickly? I mean, is it just you all had a lot of success on other teams that you played on before? Is it just this is our first EU super team, or is there some other secret to Talibobo's early success?
Okay, Mego, take it.
What the fuck?
why are you laughing?
Yeah, Mego, why are you guys so good? That's basically why I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
Because we're good.
Yeah.
I think we want like to improve in the game. Everyone like we have I think like the same mentality and I think like we have the same objectives. So the going to Worlds in Japan and I think like we're training like every day and we just want like to be better and better like every day, that's why.
That's awesome. I mean, same mentality, everybody being on the same page is paramount to a successful team. So that makes a lot of sense. That's really exciting. That kind of leads me to my next question. Obviously, you were all fantastic players who have played on other top competitive teams before. How was there any kind of rough patches when you were trying to figure out your team synergy at the start, or did things kind of fall into place pretty quick? Like, I know Yutao and Toon, you play very similar roles. You kind of swap between attacker in jungle or central area. I really got to figure fix that. you two swap between those roles. Megu, you had to switch over to Defender for this one. Was it tough to find, like, to fit in these new roles, or did things kind of come naturally?
At the beginning, I was playing support, actually.
Okay.
Support on top with close.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, after, like, a couple of games. No, actually, that was, like, in the Rivals, I think. We switched up in Rivals because, like, the synergy was, like, kind of meh.
Okay.
I just go on Defender for first time making Rivals. Like, just... like, I was Same. Trying Defender and Rivals.
Was
like,
an experiment. Short,
like, yeah, yeah.
Good.
And, like, it goes really well. So now I'm Defender. And there was top. That was enjoy support a lot, I think.
Yeah, I'd describe it as going pretty well, for sure. You guys have a great run. Awesome. Okay, Atune, how about you? Obviously, you have played pretty much every role under the sun, but how was it playing with this brand new roster, switching back over to EU? Did it come quickly, or was it a tough transition period?
It's mostly fine.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some differences between how NA and EU plays overall. EU's laning is quite atrocious in general.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're starting out strong.
So, you know, I can have a lot of success in bot lane, even though I didn't play much bot lane last year.
Okay.
But EU has a lot of strengths, like playing on the map. So just got to get used to playing around that. And yeah, it was good.
Okay, very, very cool. Awesome. Klaus, how about you? I mean, you have played with a few different teams, always kind of finding yourself in that top path, but sometimes it is a role that's sort of on an island. You do your own thing, but other times it takes a lot of synergy. So playing with this new team, how did you slot in? Was it comfortable right at first, or did it take a bit of time?
I think at the start it was mostly fine because everyone had like the same idea about the game, and every one of us like adapted pretty well to the playstyle of the team. You know, I think like every one of us is pretty good at adapting at every playstyle of the game. And at the start it was a little bit shaky because like everyone was still new, but it was still manageable. No, then we started playing more and more together, and it went quite nice, I must say.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Zervis, I got to ask you too. How did playing on this new team go? I know you said you were the team captain, so I'm sure forming this team was a lot of work by you to make happen. So how did this quick transition period into becoming the best team in Europe go?
Getting the people together was, I would not say stressful, but there were some uncertainties up to some point. Because we had a pool of more than only 5 players who might end up on the team.
Right.
And in the end, we also had to do some decisions and so on. And overall, I think in-game, it's pretty fine. I think we know that we still have a few things that we should focus on for the upcoming month that we can work on.
Okay.
And this is like gameplay-wise now.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty good at analyzing our gameplay and adapting. So I hope that we will be much stronger in March already. One thing that is a bit more specifically for me is organizing those 3 or 4 monkeys in the team is not always too easy when it comes to scheduling. So I need to find a solution for the upcoming week because we have a lot of people who also have like set eating times and so on.
Sure.
And we need to find some solutions to be more efficient, in my opinion, as well as people coming late.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Well, sure. There's a lot of frustration there. Everybody showed up on time for the podcast today. So I think we're doing okay. Zervis, you don't have to be too hard on them. They are doing just fine. Okay, cool. Well, a couple of more questions I have to ask if we get to know this team. First one, I got to know, who is the biggest griefer on Tally Bobo Believers?
Klaus.
No, I disagree. I'm a griefer outside the game, but inside the game, I'm not a griefer.
That's a good clarification. I like that. Okay, Klaus, if you are not the biggest griefer, then who is it?
Me.
I think it's our question.
Well,
if it's so hard, then maybe the answer's already been said. I don't know. Okay. All right, fine. But all right, if Klaus is the biggest griefer by unanimous vote, who's got the biggest brain on the team? Who's coming up with the secret strats, you know, yelling mid-match, talking in draft mode, calling the shots in draft? Who's got the biggest brain on the squad?
I think it's still, yeah.
Yeah, Toon, definitely.
Toon or Zervus. Toon or Zervus.
Toon and Zervus got the brains. Okay. Yeah. And just to be clear, a lot of brains on this team. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Such a smart team, top of intelligence in EU. There's no evidence otherwise. best brain on the team, Toon and Zervus. And then my last question, who is the carry that never gets any credit? Who's the silent hero on Tallybobo Believers?
Me.
All right.
I'm gonna say
Megu because he played defender.
Yeah, sounds it's like a role Megu, swap player. It sounds like the player who had to swap roles and then killing it in defender role might be my vote for it.
I think after UCS, Megu. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably Megu.
Goal.
He's cracked.
The slow bro, so clean.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, good silver players are a almost a necessity right now, it seems like, in this metagame for sure, with draft and everything the way it's turning out to be. So, shout out to Mega for being the silent carry on the team. Well, my next question is going to be a little bit about February Finals. As a February Finals, you all have proved without any doubt that you are the best team in the region. Nouns Esports obviously came in second place in UCS as well as in Rivals when you defeated them there. Are they the only teams in are the only team in your mind that can compete with you right now, or are you aware and preparing for other rosters at EU as well, or is it pretty much you're just trying to outpace Nouns, or are there other teams on the brain?
I think Dogwater is another really good team. Right now they're called Woof Woof, so the name changed. I think they're a really good team, and every time we play against them, it's a hard match.
Okay.
So I think it's mostly Nouns and Dogwater.
Nouns and Dogwater are the two teams that you're thinking of? Okay, got you. Utah, do you feel the same way? Are those the two teams that you're always working in scrims against?
Yeah, I feel like every time when we play against Dogwater, like, they always, like, I don't know, I'm a little bit scared when I play against Dogwater because I know, like, the players, and I know, like, they, like, really good, and now it's like, this is now, so.
Right. Yeah, the pedigree that comes with it. What do you think's so scary about Dogwater? Like, is it a specific player that when you're in the lobby, just they're the hardest kill, or is it, like, the Pokemon they play is tough to go up against?
I think like this is
sphere. Okay, chat. Yeah, gassing up potato a little bit.
Yeah, potato with his Garchomp, and I don't know. Yeah. Like their playstyle is very. I don't know how to describe that, but
that's
a very good team. I think there are some teams that match better against us, and some that we match better against. Yeah. Right.
Sure.
And this is a team that I feel like we have more issues than I thought we would have at this point. So I hope we can fix some issue. It's probably the fact that they can abuse some of our problems still that we have, right? So we need to iron out. A bit similar with Nouns, I guess, in the UCS. We did some mistakes we shouldn't have done, and they abused it or abused them.
I got you. Toon, do you feel the same way? Is Dogwater and Nouns the two teams that in draft mode you feel like you have to be a little more careful around? You have to prepare for them, play better in the early game, things like that?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of good teams in the EU.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think we should actually be losing to any of them, to be honest. Sure. But, you know, we still manage to sometimes.
Not very much,
say,
to your credit. Not very much, but yes.
I'd say Dogwater, the team we play that actually tries to play Unite against us the most. Okay. I'd say a lot of the other teams just try and drag us into the mud.
Sure. That does happen.
Somewhat effective. So, yeah. I think Dogwater plays the best Unite against us, and then Nouns, you know, Nouns things, and it's annoying.
Yes, the mud is Nouns territory for sure. Well, sometimes you just gotta deal with it. But okay, a lot of shout out for Dogwater. That's pretty exciting. Or Woof Woof, maybe on their rebrand. I don't know what they're sticking to. I don't know which direction they're going in. But either way, seems like a solid roster that everyone's gotta have their eyes on. But cool. Well, we talked about it a little bit already, Zervus. You were saying that you had some clear things that you could pick out that were difficulties your team had, or even you describe them as weaknesses, but let's start first with what would you consider to be your team's biggest strength? Drafting, mechanics, macro, well, let's go with that question first. What do you think is the team's best strength right now? I said it was your mechanical prowess on all five of your players. I've said that previously on a podcast, but what, in your opinion, on the Talibaba believer side, is the best strength? Anyone can answer, but Zervis, let's start with you.
In my opinion, it's the fact that we have three players that can all step in and take over the game. So mm-hmm. with like Klaus, Yutao, Toon being really good carries in the game, we are not reliant on one specific person to pop off in a game, right?
Hmm.
The other two can take over as well. It could be anyone's game here.
Yeah,
so we are not to make some mistakes because of that.
Yeah, that can happen. But I have to say, as like a fan of watching Unite and these kind of teams, the one that you have right now in Talibaba are one of the most exciting to watch no matter what because of that very reason. I mean, you have that. You're not just betting all your chips on one player. It is a really exciting match when you have multiple players that can just take the wheel and win you a game. So I always love to watch that. Anybody else want to throw in their sense of why they think that Talibaba is so strong right now?
I would agree that across not just the three carries, but all five roles, we have a large individual ability.
Mm-hmm.
Which allows us to be bailed out of situations where we've made mistakes in other faculties of the game, I would say.
Cool.
Which is a benefit when it's the start of the season, for sure, and teams aren't as clean.
Yeah, sometimes you can just skill diff, and you just be better, and that helps a lot. So that is great. It's start of the season is the time to do it, but that brings us to saying... You, Zervis, you were mentioning there's some things you really want to work on. What would you consider to be Talibaba's weaknesses right now? And I don't think you're giving out information to anybody or anything like that, but what do you think that Talibaba really needs to clean up and fix before we're headed into March?
Sometimes the comms are a bit messier than they should be.
Sure.
I think.
Are we talking like in-game, in like calls? Like, are we talking final stretch, like big moment calls, or even discussion within draft mode?
I think more like in-game.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like not every... How should I say? It's a bit inconsistent sometimes. Sure. The amount and also the quality of communication in-game. And it also depends heavily though whether we're playing a tournament of it just practicing. And I feel like, especially in practice, we can be more focused and cleaner, so we can actually learn more within the practice sessions and not only try hard so much in tournaments. I think this is something we should work on.
Okay, cool. Megu, I gotta ask you as well. You're the other support / defender player on the team. Have you noticed anything that your team really needs to improve on before we head into March?
It kind of sounds nervous, like the calm sometimes. Maybe we tilt a bit too much.
Okay.
Either sometimes, like some players tilting because we the like.
Yeah, some.
some
players.
Some
players. Chat, you decide who that is.
I think we can still improve on that too.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I mean, those all sound like things that definitely need to be fixed, but they do sound like very fixable options. So I think Talibaba, we can see a lot of improvement from them even next month. That'll be really exciting. So one thing I wanted to ask, this is just an informative question. A lot of competitors teams this year have been trying to build a support staff. I've seen a lot more managers and a lot of the Discords, coaches, etc. Does your team have anything like that? Like coach or a manager?
No, we didn't. Didn't have any coach or manager.
Gotcha. Zervis handles the scheduling. Deal with the rest of that. Makes sense. Cool. I was just curious if that was something for Talibaba, but cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about some more big picture UCS stuff. We were watching a lot of ACL in recent months. It was like the biggest competitive event before UCS kicked off. They had emblems. UCS, no emblems at all. How do we feel about this decision? Is anybody super upset about no emblems in UCS? Is anyone kind of excited on the other end? Yuta, let's start with you. How do you feel about no emblems being in UCS?
It's a tough, rough question. I think, like, yeah, playing with emblem gonna change a game, I think, because, like, imagine, like, you're playing a mage and you have, like, six green or seven black, and I think, like, in-game it's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe they should try, like, put emblems in the tournament, and, I think, like,
so
because, like, when we... Yeah. Like my emblems, I always like upgrade my emblems, so
sure.
I have a lot of gold.
Fair enough. So there you go, Klaus. Yeah. How about you? I might refer you in a bit, but how do you feel about emblems not being included in UCS?
I think it's pretty strange, no? Because they introduced emblems on ranked mod, and everyone started playing with emblems. Because they were like giving, like, some character works pretty well with emblems. But when you go, for example, to Scrim or Tournament mod, sometimes it feels like a little bit off when you play a character without emblems. For example, on my solo queue account, I started playing with no emblems at all. Because, like, why should I play with emblems if anyway on tournaments I'm not allowed to have them?
Yeah. That's a really good practice idea. I like that a lot. Okay, cool. Anybody else have any thoughts on no emblems being in UCS? Do we think this is a really bad decision? Do we think that we could see a mid-season change where they do get added back in?
I don't want emblems. Yes. I think they cringe.
Yes.
I don't mind too.
I don't like it. I already don't like that I can't see the poison team's held items. Like, it's cringe.
Yeah.
Like, I should just be able to see them. And more hidden stats are just annoying.
Yeah. That is, yeah, okay, that's actually a really good point. I have never thought about the no-see of Heldos. That is a little cringe, you are correct. But yeah, I am a big fan of no emblems, but I do understand it makes practice kind of difficult. It's only scrims that you can truly practice in, but I don't know. I think if we're saying ladder's good practice, I don't know where we're at. So we'll see. But okay, interesting. Yeah, I think emblems, that's sort of a mixed bag still. A lot of people want them, a lot of people don't, but let's talk about draft mode being added, which I think is a pretty overall positive change. It is a pretty scuffed, bugged system, unfortunately. Made some tournaments a little weird. It's ran okay in other regards. A lot of just restarting your Switch constantly on between every single match. But I want to ask, I mean, Telebopa, I would consider to be a very good drafting team. What do you think are the team's missing on draft right now? Like, what is a big thing that people just aren't thinking of in draft that Talibobo has got figured out?
I think, like, yeah, like, I watch, like, some games or, like, other regions. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes they didn't pick, like, the biggest, like, Pokemon like, in the meta. Like, sometimes they didn't pick, like, Urshifu, or they didn't pick Mew, or they didn't ban it, and they prioritize, like, other Pokemon, so yeah, I think like
a lot of support and tank, a lot of support and tank organization, even over like most broken carries in the game. Like, I mean, yeah, the options. But yeah, that can be a little bit of a strange decision here. NA call out, Gecko. Fair enough. Megu, any thoughts on draft? What do you think is something that teams definitely need to improve on when it comes to draft?
I think we're actually fine on draft. Maybe we kind of do the same draft a bit too much, I think.
Okay.
Like, we have a bit like a print. I don't know how to say this, but like, we're in certain situations, we're kind of prioritizing some Pokemons like a bit too much, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, we're going to end up with the same comp a bit more than others.
That makes sense. Toon, I know you're very vocal in the draft phase for your team. How about you? What are teams missing about draft mode right now?
Draft doesn't matter.
All right.
It's all a meme. It's all Fugazi. Like, sure. It matters a bit, but like, people worry too much about the perfect draft, I think. Just try and get good heroes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think about how your heroes interact with the other one, and then play the game. And then when you lose, focus on why you lost, not the first thing out of the mouth. Be draft sucks. Oh,
yes, thank you. That is my
advice to the other teams.
I like that a lot. That is, as a caster as well, I hate it at the end of every game when the caster's like, wow, they just had a bad draft, so that's why they lost. Or like anything, I'm like, oh no, there are so many other decisions that go into result of a game. But I think that is very important. Zervis, how about you? I know you weren't very involved in the drafting phase for your team as well. What is one thing that you want to say about draft that teams need to improve in? What do you think that Telebobo is really good at in drafts? How are you feeling about it right now?
I feel like some teams don't really think about what they're banning and why they're banning. They just want to get rid of a Pokemon that annoys them. Like, the amount of times I've heard, just ban Sableye because it's annoying. Like,
yeah.
And then if you let them Sableye, like, yeah, I can play the game, FF, and then you just pick some stuff instead of actually thinking about what to do after, right? So, like, thinking one or two steps ahead can help.
Yes.
And even if you feel like you lost draft, you can just play. Because sometimes teams also draft compositions that they then play out in the wrong way because they're not used to this kind of draft. If you like always play dive compositions and you suddenly have to play like front to back defensively, just babysitting your Cinderace or whatever, sometimes the tank player just like charges in anyway, you know?
Right. Yeah, that is true. That will end up happening. All right. Well, awesome. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to ask about format and draft. But let's talk a little bit future forward. Let's talk about the World Championships. Yokohama, Japan is the location that everyone is trying to get to this year. Constantly competing. You've done a pretty solid job putting your best foot forward at the start of the season. But EU is getting 4 slots this year for invitations. If we had to choose today, if there was a tournament today that decided the 4 teams that go to the World Championships to represent Europe, I think you and Nouns are two clear favorites that would be involved in that. But what are the other two teams we think would be representing Europe right now in terms of skill, how they've been performing in scrims and in tournaments? We've heard a lot of Dogwater hype already in this podcast. Do we think that they would be another member of the EU World Reps?
I think, yeah, Dogwater will probably qualify for the World Championship if they still play in the same way and they just become better every time. I think they're probably going to be an Europe team that is going to qualify. Time to Shine, too, is probably going to qualify in Europe. Yeah.
Cool.
I think this will be the 4th team in Europe that will qualify for the World Championship.
Okay. I like that. So Dogwater, Time to Shine, Nouns, Talibobo. Okay. Anyone else have a 4? Are we pretty much all in agreement that those are the 4 teams that would be qualified?
Zephyr is doing good too, so yeah, I think Zephyr has a shot to qualify too.
All right. And Utah and Megu, that's your old team, right? Was you were used to play for Zephyr?
No.
No?
No, it's not. We play for
Tilted. That's right. You play for Tilted. My bad. But okay, got you. So how about you, Utah? What are the 4 teams that you think would be representing Europe in the World Championships if the tournament was tomorrow?
Yeah, I think like Time to Shine and Dogwater, or maybe Zephyr. Yeah,
Zephyr? Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zephyr's coming close. They are a really competitive team. I love watching Zephyr play. Navorix hype player for sure. Okay. Anybody else have any other outside suggestions that you think could break into that top 4?
I think, like, I can't really know who's going to qualify now. Because, like, rosters are pretty new. I think, like, there's a lot to improve still.
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
I think there's like no team that we don't really see that can really pop off hard. And like, just like being on the top.
Mm. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think way more teams have room to improve and get better. Toon, if you had to choose, who are the 4 teams going to EU with you? Or 3 going with you?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
If it's just a tournament, it's just a toss up, right? Like, true. It could be. There's like probably like 7 teams that could go, probably.
Technically, yes.
Deviant, but keep Deviant, whatever, just keep randomly beating people sometimes.
Yep.
And then they look really bad over time, so it's hard to say with them.
Right.
5i didn't even make the top 8.
Finals. Yeah.
I assume they'll be back next month, so it's tough to say. Yeah, I mean, they're all good shouts that people said.
Yeah. I think it's pretty exciting, though, that when there is this many competitive teams, I think in the past, EU has been kind of defined as there's a clear top 4 and then everyone else kind of fighting underneath that level. But this year, I mean, it's early, obviously, so things can definitely change. But it feels like this year we got a clear top 2 and then there's a lot of other competitive teams trying to climb quickly to match up to those top 2. So I think it's definitely an exciting time to be a European Unite fan for sure. But
yeah, I think what's going to be interesting is to see if the teams that have been consistent since the last year, like Zephyr Red, for instance, if they will continue to improve. or if they hit their limit already and the new teams will actually take over.
Mm-hmm.
Like us.
There you go. Yeah, it's hard to call you guys a new team, but I technically, yes. But all having
not
so
like
much
now, so I've been playing for a whole year.
Mm-hmm, right? Exactly. So. Yeah, I think that is almost more of a shock to me, is that Nouns is playing with the exact same five again. I mean, obviously they found so much success, but it's kind of unheard of in this early of an esport to be running back the exact same five, but still very exciting for that roster. All right, let's talk outside of EU. What are the regions that you all are keeping an eye on that are competitively, you know, getting up there? I mean, North America won Worlds last year, but Rivals showed you all had a pretty good read on what they were trying to do in that game. What are the regions that you think are going to be really competitive this year as we go on? Have you been watching that much ACL, taking stock of that, or Winter Tournament, or even watching any of the other regions' February finals?
I feel like, yeah, Asia, like Japanese or other, like, Asia countries have, like, their own playstyle, so mm-hmm. it's always, like, interesting, like, to watch how they play in game, how they draft, how, like, they think in game, so, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty, like, it's pretty good, like, to look how they play in, you know, I think, like, Asia, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you get Lu shutting out Oyasumi Macro, which I believe is Mame's new team,
yeah.
Which, of course, they're going to be good. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so some shout-out for Japan, maybe even some SEA love in there as well. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, how about you, too? Other regions that you've been taking keeping an eye on?
Well, obviously NA.
Sure.
Still got my former teammates there. Talk to them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ascended will be really good again and get to Worlds and look good again. I think... they will miss Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Not so much for his gameplay, but more his mental resilience.
Yeah.
I would say he is pretty stunning in that regard compared to most players in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's definitely going to be a miss. But I think in Rivals as well, like, I managed to get them on the train of go 0-3 fast. So.
Okay.
It was just whoever won the first game.
Yeah.
But yeah. Ever
it's
regions.
A good strat. It's a good strat. Just beat them quick.
3-0 or 0-3, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Ever regions. I've been watching a lot of India because I've actually been coaching teams in India. So
very
cool.
Look
at them. They've been improving a lot since the start of ACL, okay. I would say.
Well, shout out. Get on that Metafy, by the way. Get into it.
And I'd like to see Rafe at Worlds again. See what he's about.
Absolutely.
So we'll see how SEA does.
Yeah, I think SEA is a really exciting region this year. It was an exciting region to watch last year, but it seems just a little more competitive. High Five will be competing in SEA, I believe, right? Whatever. I don't understand their tournament format yet either. So that's gonna have to be explained.
Is High Five Taiwan?
Oh, you might be right. Where
I'm not sure where Taiwan will compete.
Yeah, that is true. Or how their structure even works. So we'll have to look forward to that. But yeah, definitely some good teams coming up. Yeah, RNS, absolutely. It'll be exciting for sure to watch. But okay, some India love in the chat too. That's exciting. Okay, let's just go around the horn. Zervis, any teams that you've been keeping an eye on? Any other regions that you think will be really competitive this upcoming year?
Yeah, I think NA is gonna be good. I haven't really looked too much into other regions because I'm kind of busy and I didn't really have time to look at the tournaments that are going on in Asia due to time zones and work.
Yeah,
I think Ascended is gonna be dominating NA though.
Yeah,
quite a bit. It feels good. Like, or at least for the time being, and then we see in like 2 months if things are gonna change.
Yeah, that's true. Ascended also having the benefit of being a mostly the same roster, running it back, which is a new edition, of course, of Oblivion. But so they have a bit more practice behind them. A lot of other teams, newer rosters as well, trying to get their footing. So, Klaus, how about you? Any regions that are really catching your eye for upcoming Worlds?
I think it's mostly NA.
Okay.
I look forward to play against Ascendant.
Nice.
Of course, and I think in Brazil there is like 00 Nation, which is Baby Mazo team.
Yeah.
I think they're doing pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like some Asian team, like Mame, a new team. I think it's pretty good, and it's gonna do like really fine on the Asia Champions League they're not playing as a Champions League, but they already did really fine on the Winter Cup, and they're gonna mostly do fine in the upcoming tournaments.
Oh yeah, I believe in that team quite a bit. This is gonna be strong. Megu, how about you? Any regions that you are watching closely?
Not really. Kind of the same with Servus. I didn't watch really any tournaments in other region.
Sure.
I mean, played a bit against NA. I think NA is like good.
Yeah.
Like for other region, I don't really know. Sorry.
Fair enough. Hey, no, that's okay. You got to focus on what is in front of you. That is definitely true. all right. Well, I wanted to put in a little bit of a section at the end of the show for chat to ask any questions to the team if they had them. So if you're hanging out in Twitch chat and you want to ask a question to any of the players on Tallybobo or the entire team as a whole, feel free to throw it in chat now. And yeah, see what this team is all about. Obviously, you're preparing for trying to prepare for many regions at the same time. You guys were talking about some really, really strong ones. I personally am an NA homer, so I gotta start cheering for her. I gotta cheer for them as well, but you're right. Ascended looks like top dog for sure. We'll see if other teams can compete at all. Nazu asking, Utah, is Megu still cute? Question mark.
Yeah, always. Always.
Okay, good. All right.
Fair. Oh, fuck. I remember like a picture of... holy shit.
No, wait.
The picture?
Oh, the picture?
That's a picture, actually.
Is it
oh my gosh. All right, hold on.
Oh my god.
I don't know if we can if we can talk about these kind of pictures on our podcast, but let's move on. Okay, gotcha. Okay, we do have a question. This is something we need to know. Who's got the better Mew, Toon or Utah?
Close.
Klaus. Yeah, my Mew. Okay, interesting. Interesting.
The only thing I got about Mew is that I switch skill really fast on phone. That's the only thing.
Dang. We take those W's. I like that a lot. Okay. Well, not really an answer to the question, but Klaus gets it. I like that a lot. We have a question. If you had to ban against yourself, what would you ban if they get first pick?
What would you ban if they get first pick?
Yeah, what's the best ban against Tallybobo, I suppose?
Mew or Hooper, I guess. I know it's the Red and Street Coin Club.
Yeah, pick one or the other. I like that a lot. Okay, cool. I like this question. Some of you don't share the same first language. Can this cause barriers sometimes? And if any of you share a secondary language, do you all communicate with that? Do you all just communicate in English for the most part?
Yeah.
I hope mostly. Sometimes there's a lot of French going on.
All right.
But yeah.
Sounds like there's whole wounds there. we'll get to that eventually. Who is the fifth best Zorak on the team and why is it Klaus? Oof. You're taking some strays here, Klaus. that's hers. What are some of the best niche counter picks that you guys have tried?
Pass.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, to you kind of started the Mystical Fire Sylveon picks in a wave. So I think I'm going to vote that one for all of you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that one's good.
All right, good.
Yeah. Let's say this one, yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, I don't really want to hit too much of that. Marv wants to know what your team thinks about Machamp.
Bad.
Grief pick.
Okay.
Trash. Oh, shit.
No Machampions on this team. I like the
look. Oh, Machamp.
No Machampions. All right, Zervis.
I actually love to play Machamp. It's actually one of my favorite picks, but right now it's not good in this meta, no, as a pick and in general as a character. I feel like it's just like two coin flip. If you get a good ult, yeah, nice. Yeah. You probably won the fight, but like it's hard most time to get a good ult. Because it depending even on the enemy comms and on enemies, how they are positioned and everything.
I think there's probably some room for Machamp, to be honest, but we don't really look for it. But if you look back at the drafts, you could probably find spots where there'd be a good idea to pick Machamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, it usually have to do it pretty late, because
yes,
if they end up with four tank mons, like, may as well just have a bot up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Zervis, we got a question. Do you think age matters in Unite? The person asking says, as team captain, and assumes that you're the oldest member. I don't know if that's technically true. Do you think that age matters in Unite? Because a lot of young players.
I mean, yes, I am the oldest. What kind of answer should I give you? I think in this team we have a good mix of people with some more experience and some newcomers. I think
the young crack.
Mix is pretty good, but sometimes you notice that you're not all on the same wavelength in a way.
Okay.
For the most part, it works, except for some few exceptions.
Sure.
I mean, I'm feeling like the father of the team sometimes, and Toon is the mother, so I don't know.
Okay. Oh my gosh. All right. I like that a lot. Some people ask it, what's the next new Pokemon that your team's looking forward to? There's a lot of the new ones. Anybody, Meg, are you excited to try out some of these new defenders?
Oh, Lapras. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay.
Taxi. I want to be the taxi.
Team Taxi. That sounds wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, Lapras looks so good. Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good. Or Gudra.
Even Gudra, like, Gudra is one of my favorite Pokemon.
I saw like Chandelure and Chandelure, so looks so amazing.
Yeah, I am pumped for Chandelure. Whatever that Trick Room looking move is, I want more of that. It's either Poltergeist or Trick Room. And I'm obviously, my name is Soinks, I'm a gigantic Ghost Pokemon fan. So another Ghost Pokemon in Unite is a big W for me. I mean, I'm excited.
I think like he's like the ult of Chandelure, like he just like, how can I say that? Like blind everyone and like do a big like laser, so it looks so good.
Yep. Ooh,
big laser, big good.
Looking forward to a wolf dog.
Ah yes, sword dog.
Yes, I should.
Sword dog, wolf.
Yeah,
wolf sword.
Yeah, which also doesn't know the move Behemoth Blade for some absolutely ridiculous reason. I have some words for whoever designed this Pokemon. It's pretty unfortunate, but okay, cool. I'm looking back to the chat. I don't know. Okay, someone asked, what's the best Gen 2 starter? Because we don't have one in United yet. If any of you need a reminder, the Gen 2 starters are Typhlosion, Meganium, and Feraligatr. Any of those Pokemon need to be into Unite? Any of those three?
I don't know. They're all kind of
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't
wow. Okay. I mean, I think Gen 2 as a whole is mid, but I don't know if that if those three Pokemon I would call it that way. Fair enough. Okay, someone asked, who has the smallest hero pool or Pokemon pool? Who's the one trick on the team?
Not really a one trick.
Yeah,
I think we all
really
have
like
some good pool.
All right, fine. It's fair.
We kind of know how to play everything. We have to adapt.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Greaseball asks, is any tips for teams that are stagnating? Anything that a team can work on? If you're feeling like you kind of plateaued, you're hitting at the top, what's something you can do as a team in practice or in tournament to try to get out of that rut as a team?
Get new players.
Ah, yes. Okay. The age-old team manager, fire them and hire somebody new. Classic. Wow. What a capitalist service is. Anybody else have tip ideas for a team that feels like they're stagnating?
I find that a lot of times if you people have this tendency to not actually try to get better, so I'd advise actually trying to get better instead of just playing with your brain off.
Yes.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that's a use your brain is always a good tip. I like that a lot. that makes a lot of sense. You can try to look for outside help if you can't find that your team is getting anything done. There's a lot of players that are got Metafies up that want to try to coach some teams. So always worth a look if you're trying to do that as well and want to invest in getting better. With that being said, I think we should wrap this show up. I think this is a good spot to end the interview. I want to give everybody a quick chance, though, to plug any of your socials, anything like that. Where can people follow you? Where can people find you on the internet? So, Yuta, let's start with you. Where can people follow you?
Wait, what is your shit?
Well, if you have, like, Twitter or anything like that, like, plug your stuff.
Oh, okay. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Yuta Unite. And I want like to thank like every like supporters like to support me. I received like a lot of like messages and like some support, and I just want like to thank like everyone for like support me, support the team, and that's it.
Oh yeah, much thank love. You have many Talibobo believers out there now. I think that has gone very well. So that's exciting. Yeah, your streams have been popping off too, so go tune into our streams on Twitch as well. Good spot to be. Zervis, anything to plug or anything like that?
I mean, the same basically. Twitch and Twitter, Zervis underscore or underline, I guess. Cool. And thanks for cheering for us, and we hope that we will get even better. That's the plan, at least.
Awesome, awesome. Sure. Very cool. Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this team in terms of talent. The way I'm looking at it, it's very, very exciting. Toon, where can people find you?
I stream on Twitch when I'm not ill all the time.
Okay.
It's Toon Slim. Mm. So yeah, follow me there.
Well, best wishes. Get better, please. Chat is telling you to get better too, so you get on it. Megu, how about you? Where can people find you on the internet?
Not really on media. Okay. Not really on Twitter and stuff. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Based.
Based.
Good call. Also, just watch Megu dominate in tournament. That's the best way to support. Just go watch the streams and watch them dominate. That's the place to
That's
do
cool.
it. Klaus, how about you?
On Twitter, it's the same name, Klaus8, and sometimes I stream on Twitch, but it's like pretty late, and I don't even know when I stream, honestly. I just stream, I play solo queue, I tilt at my randoms, then it's a nice live when I play my randoms on solo queue, so maybe there.
Well, sounds like that's the place to be. Also sounds like maybe you should put emblems on. I don't know. Anyway, I think... All right, go follow all these fools and go watch their streams. They put out some amazing content. Thank you so much for tuning in to Overdunk. If you want to watch these episodes, they do go up on the Unite Mics YouTube channel, and the podcast gets put out onto Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all that thing. So if you're listening there, please leave a review. It helps so much more people find the show. Helps more people find the competitive Unite scene, which is what we're trying to do. You can follow me at Zoinkscast on Twitter, but most importantly, Unite Mics on YouTube and at Unite Mics on Twitter. We have a very exciting announcement coming up soon for Unite Mics Mayhem, an NA tournament. I know, sorry, EU fans. We will try to get an EU tournament coming up very soon. We really want to. Time zones are tough, but we have some exciting news coming that way. And also, thank you so much for the support from the community for me personally around the broadcast. I didn't, unfortunately, get to cast over February finals, which a bit of a bummer, but it doesn't mean I can't cast in any of the future tournaments. Contracts are month by month basis, so I'm going to keep working, keep casting, try to get on for March and beyond. So all the support that I've seen on social media for me was so welcome. So thank you so much, everybody. But I think that'll be it for this episode. Next Overdunk episode next week will be breaking down everything that happened in the February finals and getting prepped for March already, because it is a intense season. So we will see you all very soon. Thank you so much for tuning into Overdunk, and we'll see you all next week. Good luck to Tally Bobo believers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.